All right, we have the question that a lot of people are wondering when news came out that social media site Truth Social was going public, the company that owned it, and instantly made Donald Trump a quick $4 billion or so. And we keep saying, but why would anybody go public with something that really isn't successful? Usually you go public, you know, you've got a drug that is promising for hair loss. And you create a company and you say, okay, we're going to raise money publicly by going public with a stock on it. You know, the hair loss company or hair growth company. And everyone says, oh, there's a lot of money in that. If that thing works, are you kidding? It's going to make a fortune. So people buy in, starts at $1 a share, goes up to $100 a share. But Truth Social is a very limited media outlet for Donald Trump and Trump supporters. Why is it worth so much money? Well, Eric Cortalesa, who writes for Time.com, wrote a piece about this asking pretty much the same question. Eric, thank you for coming on with us. Let me start by asking you, in a general sense, your article said, why is Trump's Truth Social worth billions? Give me the answer to that question.
Well, first off, thank you for having me. It's great to be with you. It's a good question. Obviously, it flabbergasted a lot of people for the reasons that you describe. The main reason why Truth Social was able to score such a high valuation is quite simple. It's really not because Wall Street investors are buoyed by the promise of this social media platform. In fact, it had a pretty bad trajectory as a business. It lost money last year. It is, frankly, because they are bullish on Trump's return to the White House. So one thing that a lot of experts on finance have noticed is that if you look at the SPAC, right, the shell company that was created to merge with Truth Social and take it public, it had huge boosts after all of Trump's primary victories. And that basically showed how the more he was showing political viability, the more that investors saw potential in Truth Social. It's an interesting bet because it essentially means that they think if Trump wins the White House, Truth Social will be his platform. It will get, you know, an untold number more of users. It will soar in value. And that's essentially the bet. It's a risky bet, right? Because one, he may not win the election. And two, even if he does, there's no promise that it becomes an, you know, omnipresent platform. He'll have other avenues through which he can amplify his message, right? Everything he posts on Truth Social gets relayed on Twitter, Facebook, and other platforms anyway. And there's really no reason to believe that, you know, people who are not MAGA would necessarily all of a sudden subscribe to the app. So
right.
It's a bet, but you see that's the sort of the incentive behind it.
Now, I understand how you just laid that out, but for a company to make money, you know, the old-fashioned way, you've got a product, you sell it, people buy it, you make a profit. Or in the world of the internet, you have a product, you put it out there for free, and you attach ads to it that people get. And the more people you have on your platform, even though the users get to come to it for free, they have to see ads, and the ads raise you that money. Is there any indication at the current number of users that Truth Social has that it is even making any money, let alone if you project down the Pike, how many users would it have for it to have a $4.7 to $5.6 billion market capitalization? I mean, it seems to me like something at the early stages like that might be worth, you know, $50 million or something like that. But we're talking about $5 billion. Wouldn't you have to have at least half the followers that Twitter has or Facebook has to be at those kind of numbers?
Yes, and they don't, and that's one of the reasons why it was, confusing to a lot of people. And obviously the thing is, when you create a sort of avowedly ideological platform, you have a pretty low ceiling, right? You're only able to reach Americans who, you know, consider themselves allies of Donald Trump, who consider themselves part of the movement. That we don't know yet how Truth Social has done this year, but all indications are that it hasn't made money, and we'll find out maybe. But last year it lost money in 2023, according to regulatory.
Do you know how many people were on it?
I'm not sure.
I mean, I wonder how many you have to have before you make money. But the whole model of it, correct me if I'm wrong, is just people being on it, you know, using it just like Twitter. That's it, right? There's not, is there more to this business than just the messaging part of Truth Social? Is there something else in this parent company that might be worth something else down the road?
I mean, it was created very explicitly as an alternative to Twitter, right? It is essentially Twitter for a very specific kind of American user who, you know, basically subscribes to a kind of Trump-branded form of right-wing populism. And it's become a place popular with that cohort.
Wow.
It says 5 million users, Mitch.
5 million? That's
yeah.
it?
And according, like, Facebook has 3.49 billion.
Active. Yeah. Okay.
Big difference.
Yeah. 3.49 billion. I can understand why something's worth a, you know, billions and billions of dollars. But you have 5 million users. That's
right.
You know, that's not even a great performance of a you know, top TV mm-hmm. show. I don't know. I mean, it just is this kind of thing that someone could start shorting it on the other end, like betting against Trump winning the presidency? If he loses the presidency, the value of the stock could drop dramatically overnight, right?
Because might sell it.
Yeah.
There's that, right? It could be a sort of almost a classic tulip bubble, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's also the possibility that Trump sells his shares.
Right.
I mean, if you're Trump, that's the sensible financial decision. Sell your shares before the election, and then
right.
everyone else would lose their shirt.
Right, so, which sounds like a Trump move.
Up yeah. a lot is hot.
Yeah, let everybody else lose their shirt on him. Is there any chance that people are buying into this, which for the moment certainly boosts Donald Trump's worth, which he needs desperately, that they're buying into this to gain favor with Donald Trump for future considerations or even current considerations?
Absolutely. I mean, there's sort of two layers to it. There's one is, you know, the sort of benign form of people who like Trump, support him, want to help him. Okay. And then there's people who might want to attract, you know, endear themselves to Trump and perhaps gain influence that they might not otherwise have. And that was, you know, allegedly certainly the case with a fellow by the name of Jeffrey Yuss, who is a billionaire and a GOP mega donor. He's the biggest benefactor of the anti-tax conservative lobbying group, Club for Growth, who recently met with Trump. And, you know, he is by far, his trading firm, Susquehanna, is by far the largest institutional investor of the SPAC that was created to merge with Truth Social and take it public, right? He knows about 2%.
Right, and didn't he have something with TikTok that all of a sudden Trump kind of said, yeah, we won't have a ban on TikTok?
Well, that is our sort of, point of reference, proof of concept, if you will, that this move might have helped Yass gain influence that he didn't otherwise have. Because, you know, the two met, he had funded Club for Growth's attempt to crush Trump's primary bid. It didn't work out. And then they met and they reconciled. Trump reportedly told a group of the organization's donors that they were back in love. And, you know, shortly thereafter, he reversed himself on legislation that could lead to a Tic Tac ban. Hmm. And, of course, many suspected that it was because of
his money that he put in Truth Social. Yeah. But
later,
in fairness, isn't that done in other forms, too? The Clinton Foundation, people giving money to that. Everybody knew that that was kind of somewhat taking care of the Clintons. The Obama Library. I mean, people give money for those things, you know, business things, so to speak. I mean, one sounds like a charity and the other is a library, but still, you need money to put it together, and people give money for that to gain favor with those politicians. It's not something that's never been done before.
Influence peddling? Never.
it's not an innovation, that's for sure. And you know, I when you think of something like this, in which, you know, people who are able to consolidate wealth, power, and political influence, and the sort of detrimental effect this can have on democracy. You know, sometimes you recall the words of a old journalist, Michael Kinsley, who said, sometimes the crime isn't what's illegal. Sometimes the crime is what's legal.
Yeah. Fascinating. Eric Cortellesa, appreciate that, from Time.com. Go read his piece, Why is Trump's Truth Social Worth Billions? It'll open your eyes a little bit. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
760 WJR.